is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, and joined on the phone, always great catching up with Caitlin Lehner. Caitlin, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm good.
It's always great chatting with you. I want to ask you about your new tune, because it's an exciting time for you. You have a brand new one out called Something I'd Like. Now, I want to, you posted somewhere on your socials, I don't know how long ago, but saying that this is kind of, the sound is like a combination of Shania Twain and Nickelback, and I really hear that listening to this one. So tell us a little bit about your new one. I love the sound of it. How did this one come to be?
Good. I wasn't the one who said the Shania Twain Nickelback thing. It was somebody else.
Okay.
I love both of those artists, and now I'm just using that as the branding for this song. But yeah, this song was so much fun. I wrote this one with Simon Jasnik, and you know, I wanted a song. Live shows are so important to me and so much fun for me to do, and I had all of these great kind of like country rock cover songs. You know, some of the older Carrie Underwood, some of the Reba stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need a song in my repertoire that has that kind of mood and feeling and energy. And so we really kind of took a group of my favorite cover songs that I like to perform. And we were like, okay, how can we take this sound and this vibe and kind of move it into a style that works for me? And so this one was so fun to make. You know, it's just, it's a song about going, I feel like I visualize being out in like a field in the middle of nowhere in Saskatchewan with a bonfire with a bunch of your friends and just having like a fun night. And it has like a little bit of danger and mystery thrown into it. And it's just a really fun song to play and sing.
You know, I'm ready for a bonfire to kind of summer night with the temperatures we've been getting the last little bit. Now, I know that you were in Nashville recently, Nashville's kind of weather's kind of been hit and miss, but how was your time there in Music City? It sounds like you got a lot of writing work done and a really productive trip down there. So tell us a little bit about how your time in Nashville was here recently.
Yeah, you know, Nashville's such an amazing place to be. It's such an inspiring city. There's just, you're surrounded by talented, good, friendly people. Mm-hmm. And it was a great time. I was down there for a week and a half, and I was down there writing and working on new songs and this next project, which I'm so excited about. And I just want to be able to, you know, continue to improve my writing and kind of take my career to the next level. And, you know, just being able to work with some of the writers that I was able to be in rooms with down there is the toward that.
Yeah, for sure. Very, very cool. Nashville's a pretty special place. Again, joined now by Caitlin Lehner. Music video is out right now. You've posted kind of leading up to the release. There's a lot of kind of promos and teases for it. So everyone's ready to see it. And when it premiered last night on your YouTube channel, tell us a little bit about the music video and kind of how fun that experience was like for you. And was it something over a couple of days? Was it a long process? How was the music video experience like for you?
Yeah, you know what? This music video is something that I have never done before. We wanted to really make a splash with this video. Like I say, the song is so fun and it kind of has that mystery intertwined in it. So we wanted to make a music video that was like really captivating and kind of, you know, just had that same level of energy. So we shot it in an airplane hangar in Saskatoon.
Really?
Over at Krios.
Oh my goodness.
And we were in the hangar. I worked with Harrison King. Creative Saskatchewan was a part of this project with me. So I was so excited to have their support and really just bring in a full Saskatchewan team. We have dancers in the video, which you guys can see. It was choreographed by Liv White, and I get to dance in the video too. Mm-hmm. And so it was just so much fun. The planning of the video obviously took the longest. But the video itself, we started at about noon, and we're kind of wrapped up leaving there by like 8:00 p.m.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, good 8-hour day, but we got it all done in in one day, which was fantastic. And like I say, it takes a crew to pull off something like that. And it was just, it's so much fun. I mean, those are the days that I get to be like, wow, this is my life and this is what I get to do. And I get to be creative and work with so many other creative people. And I'm so excited that the video's out. And I just really hope that people love seeing that kind of new side of me as an artist.
Right. Very, very cool. I'm curious about the choreographed dancing. Is that something that how quickly do you and the dancers learn that routine? Is this something that comes together? Like for me, let's just be honest. For me, it would take a lifetime. but for those that actually dance, maybe it doesn't take as long to learn. How was that process like for you and everyone else involved?
You could do it. We would teach you.
That is quite the undertaking. But did it take a while to learn? Like, or did it come together pretty quickly for y'all?
Yeah, you know what? It came together quickly for the dancers that I was working with, and it was so cool just to see like how quickly they're able to pick up the choreo and you know, learn the music. For me, it took just like a little bit longer, but that's the thing. You know, I do not call myself a dancer by any means, but like I say, I'm super comfortable on stage. I feel like looking back to my career as a track and field athlete and a hurdler, I was like, I have coordination.
Yeah.
I know how my body moves. And so I had four sessions with the dancers, three with the whole group. And we were able to work with Vibe Studio here in Saskatoon. And it came together. I mean, I practiced lots on my own. Mm-hmm. The dance was something that, you know, it was kind of brought up in the early stages of the pre-planning for the video. And again, like I said, it was nerve-wracking for me. I was like, I haven't danced in a video before. I used to dance when I was younger. Right. And like I say, I love the performance side so much. And so I really wanted to do something different. And you know, I just wanted this to be such an entertaining video for people to watch. So we decided that there was going to be dancers and I was going to be one of them. And you just get to work, practice, and show up prepared, and you can pull it off. That's so, which cool. I hope I did pull it off.
No, absolutely, absolutely. That's very, very cool. And you make a good point. I mean, with your background of being in athletics with track and field, that probably helped as well. It's a great music video. Great. I love the song, but listen to the song. We're super happy for you and congratulations on the release. Before we let you go, new to the Saskatchewan Close-Up this year, we have a lightning round that we've rolled out here. So about 9 questions to get to know you a little better. And yes, I wish there was 10, but I haven't found another question I like enough to make it as number 10. So it bothers me a little bit. There's only 9. But
you know what? Number 9 is my lucky number, so this is perfect.
Okay, well then that works out amazingly.
It was meant to be.
All right, let's get right to it. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Oh, talk to animals.
Nice. Cake or pie?
Yes. Pie.
I agree with you. I'm a big fan of the pie. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
This is a controversial one because everyone loves talking about this one. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
If it's a Hawaiian pizza, yes, that's the only one.
There you go. I tend to agree with you. Love Hawaiian pizza. Love pineapple on pizza.
Nice.
Dream vacation. Where's the bucket list place that you'd always like to go?
Ooh, you know, I really want to go to Africa, on a safari.
Nice. Oh, safari. Well, we have some animal questions in here, so that's it leads right into the next question. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Ooh, a shark.
Okay, Caitlin, you and I are friends because shark is my favorite animal. And that is that you're the first one to say shark, and I am so with you on that one. Love it.
Point for me.
Exactly. Favorite movie. Do you have a favorite movie?
Ooh. You know what? No, I don't have. I have like a top 10 that is always moving.
Do you have a genre that you tend to gravitate towards?
I like action movies.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. That's a good one. Absolutely. Do you a first concert you've attended? Do you remember your first concert?
Yes, it was Hillary Duff in
Oh.
Saskatoon at Foxtel Center.
Amazing. I would love to see Hillary Duff in she
Oh, it was
doesn't she
great. It was
doesn't she
so
doesn't
good.
tour anymore, but I kind of missed the
I
boat.
know.
She toured, I think, when I was in
Yeah.
high school, and I didn't go. I think she might have been in Saskatoon, which I'm kicking myself to this day. I'd love if Hillary went on a reunion tour, 'cause I would be there.
Oh, I would be there with you.
Oh, that'd be amazing. That'd be amazing. If you were given a chance to explore beneath the ocean or go to outer space, what would you prefer? But being a sh wanting to be a shark, maybe you go the ocean? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I already said shark, so can I say outer space
There
for
you
this
go.
one?
Yeah,
Can
no,
do both?
absolutely you can. Absolutely you can. I'd like to do both, to be perfectly honest with you. That'd be amazing. So the last one, climb a mountain or jump from a plane? Do you have a preference?
Oh, jump from a plane.
Have you ever
Jump from a
gone
plane.
skydiving?
No, I would love to. It's definitely a bucket list thing
Okay.
for me, but I would have to be in a cool location for it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up the lightning round. Caitlin, it's always great chatting with you. We really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the new release, and we're excited what's coming up for you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate you.